Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You might remember last week here in Lunchtime Live, I spoke to Megan Sly Royle about her mum, Maureen. Maureen was 58. She ended her own life in a Swiss facility known as Pegasus, apparently overseen by volunteers. She didn't know, while Spotify played Amazing Grace by Elvis Presley in the background. And Maureen's partner, Mick, and her daughter, Megan, only found out that she'd passed away when a WhatsApp message arrived from Pegasus to say that Maureen had ended her own life and the urn containing her ashes was posted home. And as Maureen's daughter Megan told me here on Lunchtime Live when she shared this story last week, her mum became known as a tracking number that she waited to arrive in the post. And Megan was with us, you know, to talk about the fact that she wants change to the policies and procedures at Pegasus as a result of this. And Megan is back with me here on the line today because it seems there's been some change to the guidelines. Megan, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us what's changed?
Changes to their guidelines, but a huge FU to the 67 countries they claim to get people from. Because I'm 3 points from what they had replied to me. They're changes, so they say. They're protected by their laws. You can, as long as you're not selfish. But it's illegal in our countries, and if they can't verify an email address, how are they going to cover the laws in these 67 countries? But the fourth thing with me is they said they're going to start video calling people. This new video call thing is totally haphazard, like with our approach to date, by not even verifying again an email address, and now they want to video call you. Assisted suicide is illegal in so many countries. Like, you might be breaking the law of your home country by a gram. What's the safeguarding procedure to make sure that you aren't breaking any laws in the country you're in or live in when they call you?
Because just to remind listeners, Megan, that's how you found out, wasn't it? And you'd been told that an email had allegedly been sent to you.
Yeah, so if that had been true and I had wrote this letter of gram, then I've been incriminated. I've broken the law. If I had, went where on my way home, I could have been arrested. They say they comply with Swiss law. Well, if you aren't in Switzerland, you could commit an offence in your own country by taking part in this video call they say they'll give you if you're an ex-kin. They also said in the reply, they say they take information from a registered specialist, a doctor. Why do they not demand the actual medical records from the person's actual doctor? And why is there only one doctor to sign off on this? They decided in 2 days my mum was fit to die, healthy enough to die. And then they said most of the people coming alone always credibly assured them that their loved ones had been informed. No, that literally didn't happen.
When did you find out about? So what I'm reading today is that the clinic has now promised to insist, as you mentioned, Megan, on having video calls with the next of kin for unaccompanied.
But you can't do that.
Yeah, for unaccompanied applicants.
Yeah. And
that they've also changed their procedures for people who arrive over there on their own. So what they've talked about is changing procedures that they'll no longer accept unaccompanied applicants with living family members unless they provide copies of their next of kin's passport and allow representatives of the clinic to meet them in a video call. So,
and like my uncle said, unless a person answers that video call and says the words, "No, I do not agree," then you are incriminated if it's against the law in your country. So they're all about protecting themselves. I don't want them to dot their I's and cross their T's. I don't want somewhere like this to exist. Don't want your I's dotted. Don't want your T's crossed. Close your doors and go away. If you meet the criteria that you're of sound mind and you're okay, you have the right to choose your time. No. Where are you safeguarding these next of kin you're going to call? The positions you're putting people in. We shouldn't be looking for solutions to make killing someone better.
And this is something obviously your mum went through, and your mum had obviously made a decision, Megan, to go ahead with this and to travel to the Swiss clinic and to travel to Pegasus and to go ahead with this. And she did that she did that on her own, didn't she?
Fully alone. Yeah. Fully alone.
And when I spoke to you, Megan, last week, one of the real issues I remember that you had was the fact that, you know, obviously that your mum had gone through with this and had wanted to go through with this, but the fact that she was able to do so without any other family member or without anybody else having, I suppose, said that they were, you know, in the know about this or that they supported her decision. Now that's going to...
I was given like 18 hours before, I was told 18 hours before, like, apparently she was there. So even if I had have got this flight to Switzerland and made me way to Basel, again, before Pegasus would even look at me, I need to pay a €100 member fee to support them. Then you fill out an application form, probably easier than the form you'll do in their junior cert. Why do you want to die? And then they'll have some of their little nice volunteers message you and make the place sound so lovely. They'll even offer you champagne on the bed. It's weird. The fact that the subject, I'm not glorifying suicide. I'm not saying someone who's terminally ill shouldn't have the right, or someone who has been told there's nothing left to do with cancer or other illnesses. My mum had tickets home. She had her mind changed, and something on the following day, she just couldn't come back.
So with the change to the procedures and even perhaps, I suppose, off the back of the publicity since your mum passed away in July, Megan, since Maureen passed away in July, they've now promised, you know, to make changes, that they're going to have video calls with the next of kin, that they're going to, you know, maybe look for a copy of a passport to be provided. So I suppose in your situation, that perhaps might have been you or your mum's partner, Mick, might be asked to do that. Do you think, is that satisfactory?
That makes me more angry to hear, because again, no, nothing they do is going to satisfy me when I can close that door. I don't want to have fake promises that they've given to the other families before me. They have broken the other families' hearts all over again. Because I've spoken to other people that have gone through this before me and the promises that they were made, and they are disgusted to see that it's happened to me. And again, their policies, what do we think as a country of them saying, we're going to break your laws?
Because it is legal, as Swiss law allows for assisted
suicide. But it's not legal here for me to agree to it. Not legal in the UK for me to agree to it.
So have you had any communication with anybody in the clinic, Megan, since you spoke out last week?
No, they won't speak to me. They replied to the newspapers, and that's what Connor had got the email regarding their new change or their policies and their faith promises. Like I said, I don't want policies or promises. I don't want to make sure this never happens in another person again. No, it's not somebody, like it says on their thing, on their website, and it's the Swiss law, you can die whenever you want as long as the choice isn't selfish. Well, I think that's not true. I think if you're healthy and happy and you have a whole family behind you that love you and would do anything for you, well, then it would be selfish to just try and leave when there's nothing. I'm not saying there was nothing wrong with her, but nothing that we couldn't have helped or fixed.
Your mum's funeral took place last week. Is that right, Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that was an incredibly difficult day for you all.
Oh, well, should have been our mum's last, was our funeral, so... Like, it's been completely, completely dragged out for me. I still haven't got our death cert. People's belongings, when I asked where me, I actually, they replied to Connor in the thing, because he asked where my mum's belongings were. They said, we tell people to just wear their clothes, and what they do with their belongings is their own business. Now, I know my mum, along with other people that went there in the last couple of years, have had quite, you know, sentimental belongings.
Yeah, maybe jewellery or a ring or a watch or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my mum had a necklace on belonging to me late auntie, our phone. What was weird was we sent home our bank card, and only our bank card, and said, cut this up for me. So why didn't she send on the necklace and the phone?
So you still don't have your mum's necklace and phone and other belongings that she had with her at the
time? No, and I never will. The same way the other families didn't get their family's belongings. It's haphazard with the approach to date by not even verifying an email address. And now they want a video call us. Assisted suicide is illegal in many, many countries. And they want to make us complicit with it. You'd be breaking the law of your own home country by agreeing.
Have you tried to reach out to anybody in the clinic in the last couple of weeks, Megan, or since we spoke?
When they had actually let me know that Mam died, I actually messaged Pegasus, the person who told me, and like they blocked me. And
yeah, but there's
I
been
had,
even since they've commented on the these changes that they're going to bring about.
They won't directly speak to me now.
No, so they haven't actually informed you of the changes that are now being brought in.
No,
you just read about that and heard it here on radio.
I just saw it on the email. Yeah. That Connor had passed on.
Megan, I know it's an extremely difficult situation, and none of us can begin, you know, to imagine what you're going through.
I just want to know, how is that meant to work? Again, like I'm saying, it's illegal in the countries, but someone from Pegs is going to ring you and say, hey, right, we have your loved one here. They came alone. Yes, they're healthy. Yes, they're happy. Can you agree to let them go? And you're meant to say yeah, and we'll hang up that video call, and we want to normalise something like that. Or we're going to allow something like this to go on around us.
Happy with the procedures, and I suppose, yeah, looking for a passport photocopy as well, to provide copies of, I suppose, to prove.
AI as well. You could be talking to anyone on video chat. Mm-hmm. Somebody talked, you were dating Jennifer Anderson there about 3 weeks ago, and they got robbed by her. You know what I mean?
So it's further, it's the safeguards.
Wrap your bag procedures, close your doors.
Megan, I really appreciate you joining us again today on the show, because I can only imagine after you had your mum's funeral over the weekend. Do you mind me asking what you did for it in the end?
We had a funeral mass for her, and we had a slideshow play of her and the grandkids, and we did some readings.
Lovely.
And our best friend, who I call her Auntie Margaret, read a eulogy. And yeah, we let off some red blooms because she loved the colour red. It was a tough one.
Of course.
Quite a tough one.
Yeah.
Especially with my son being there, and I like, he's with my son having autism, he wasn't very aware of what exactly was going on. And then, you know, the priest would start talking about what happened during the ceremony that was suicide. So that was a tough one.
Very difficult. Well, look, I look after yourself, Megan, and take care. And look, I really appreciate you joining us again today on the programme. I know it must be incredibly difficult for you to talk about this, but we do really appreciate it.
It just makes me more angry, to be honest.
Oh, it's extremely difficult, Megan, and it's very hard to even know, really, to be honest, what to say, you know, to you, because the loss of losing your mum and the circumstances, I suppose, in which you find out, I mean, none of us can even begin to imagine how difficult that is. The Pegasus has said the clinic has now decided that in the future it will no longer accept unaccompanied applicants with living family members unless they provide copies of their next of kin's passport and allow the clinic to contact them in a video call. And a representative also said that each assisted death required careful prior assessment, and the clinic requested medical and psychiatric reports. The applicant talks to a doctor psychiatrist during the application process and is interviewed again by a doctor on the day before the assisted death takes place. We've contacted the Pegasus Clinic ourselves here at Lunchtime Live. We're just awaiting a response. If you've been impacted by any of the issues we've been talking about, you can contact the Samaritans. Their number is 116123. But Megan Sly-Royal, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.